Hello guys, welcome to Vaudeville, and I'm here with...
Hey guys, my name's Colby.
Colby's from Maine, he lives in Maine. Yes, I know someone from Maine, and today we're going to talk about Maine. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and listen. So the one thing people really know about Maine is that Maine borders one state. What state is that?
New Hampshire.
That was very interesting to, like, a non-known state to border another non-known state. It's just... Are you guys, yeah, like, very close? Like, New Hampshire and... Oh, no. You guys are not...
No.
Close?
No.
Why? You guys have a rivalry?
Yeah, Maine just kind of has a rivalry with... I can't say that word. Maine just has that with, like, everyone.
Oh, okay. So, like, with Vermont, too, and with Massachusetts...
No, just... I guess not everyone. Mostly Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. Rivalry about what exactly?
Well, I mean, we were a part of Massachusetts back in the day. Oh. So when we kind of, like, separated, you know, we just kind of were like, we're our own people. So, like, we're different. And then it's just kind of, we're just strong-headed Mainers.
So is it like... You guys also fight about your foods. Like, hey, we people in Maine, we have, like, better food than you guys or something like that.
No, just a lot of people from Maine or, like, some people from Maine could be like, oh, I'm better because I'm from Maine. Like,
okay.
Massachusetts, they drive so crazy. Like, wow. Or
oh, we have more snow than you.
Yeah, we have more snow than you.
So, we're going to move aside to kind of like the food, because Maine is also known for having a lot of lobsters. I'm guessing you guys have lots of dishes that involve lobster, and like lobster fishing is a big deal in Maine. Am I right? Because that's what I've read.
A lot of people down on the coast will lobster fish. I know somebody who does it during the summer, so it's kind of...
During the summer?
Cool. Yeah.
So, lobster fishing happens during the summer? You don't know?
That's just when he goes.
Oh, okay. I was so confused. So, is it like... I don't know. Because the only lobster place I know, to be honest, is Red Lobster. So, do you guys look at Red Lobster and be like, oh, that's not real lobster or something like that?
No, everyone just says that if you want a good lobster, go to Maine. Like...
Do you guys lots of, like, Red Lobster areas? Like, locations for Red Lobster?
Like the food?
Restaurant place?
I don't think we have a Red Lobster in Maine.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, probably I can actually see that happening, because you guys just have lots of lobster, and Red Lobster will be like, there's no point in, like, since every building, every restaurant... most likely have a lobster dish or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of them have lobster rolls during the summer.
Oh, that's interesting. So, I know Maine, the population is very small. But you guys have, I think in the Electoral College, you have 4 seats, right?
Yes. Yeah, we get 4 votes.
Yeah, so 2 obviously the Senate, and then you have 2 House of Representatives.
Yep.
So those 2 House of Representatives, is it 1 per district? Because you talked about districts one time. Can you explain that, like, more?
Yeah, so Maine is split up into 2 districts. So Southern Maine is District 1. And then, like, Midway Maine, I don't know where exactly it cuts off. But then you have the rest of it's District 2. District 2 is less populated than District 1. So usually a lot of our electoral votes go to whatever District 1 picks. But the last presidential election, it didn't.
Oh, you didn't go to the District 1?
No, we either gave 1 or 2 of our votes. No, we gave 2 of our votes, I think, to Trump and then 2 to Hillary.
Oh, so it was split evenly.
Yeah, we can... Maine's only one of the few states that can actually do that, can split their votes.
Yeah, I know the only other state that does that is Nebraska. And Nebraska doesn't exactly split when it comes to votes. They are just red. So it's like there's no splitting happening. Almost everyone in Nebraska is like, yeah, we're voting red or something like that. But so who are your Senate people? I know Susan Collins.
Yeah, Angus King and Susan Collins.
Yeah, Susan Collins. Quite interesting lady. She has been in the news recently because I think she's running for re-election.
Yeah,
and
she's doing really well right now. I was actually working on that campaign.
She is?
Yes, it's a very close race.
Okay, because I saw it that it seems like, I don't know, probably not get my news from Twitter, but like people are really sponsoring her opponent. So I don't know how that would go.
A lot of southern Maine is, because that's where Sarah Gideon is from. I'm pretty sure is supporting her and putting out more ads. But from all the polls, it's a pretty close race between both of them. I haven't checked it in a few days, so I don't know who's winning.
So you worked for her?
I worked for her campaign.
Oh, okay.
So I volunteered making phone calls, knocking on doors before COVID happened. You know, we just working to help get her reelected.
Okay, that's quite interesting. But I also know that Maine, your voting system, like, okay, I pick one person, that's it. You guys have a ranking system.
Yeah.
Can you explain the ranking system? Because in Texas, we just like go, okay, I want that person. And then that's all we have. Like, it's not like, oh, I think first, second. But like, kind of explain that.
It used to be that easy. You could just vote for one person. But I don't remember what year it was. I don't even know. It was a few years ago. They changed it. So now it's ranked choice voting. So you have to rank your votes from like all the candidates. So if you have three candidates, it's which one's 1, 2, 3 in your pick. It's honestly kind of confusing.
That's interesting. Because I feel like if someone has like in a district was number one in a lot of people's votes, but in another district was number three in a lot of people's vote, that person is likely not going to win, even if like a specific district chose them as like number one. So it's quite interesting. It seems very complex, especially to count it. It's like, okay, now this person is one here. I wonder what math. I think like it involves like a lot of more math than like just picking one person.
It must be difficult to count them.
I mean, that can happen in Texas because Texas is big in itself, and to like do a ranking system, it's going to take much more time to count said votes. But I mean, I think it can work more in places that have like small populations, like New Hampshire. I don't know if New Hampshire has ranking.
I don't either.
Yeah, but places like Maine, it can work because you guys are not a lot of people. You're a registered Republican.
Yes.
I know you are one of the. I know you're in college. You go to UMaine. You're also part of the, students, Republican?
Interfraternity. No, I'm not on that.
Oh, I thought you were. I remember you saying that you were part of. I was going to. Oh, what changed your mind?
Well, the old group was not the type of Republicans I wanted to be with. They were racist, you know, homophobic, I'm pretty sure. They got in trouble a lot for saying stuff, putting stuff on Facebook, and so I didn't want to be a part of that.
Okay. But in your primaries, you guys, as a registered Republican, you have to vote only for the Republican primary, right?
Correct.
That does not work in Texas, too, because even if you're a registered Republican, you can vote in a Democratic primary, you can vote whatever primary you want to vote for, you don't have to be a registered. So, in Maine, you either have to be a registered Republican or a registered Democrat? Is there...
You can register independent, but you can't vote in primaries you can't vote for a Republican primary member or a Democrat primary member.
Even as an independent?
Yeah, because you're not in the political party.
Then, so independent people don't vote in primaries?
I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
That's a very strict system. What if someone changes their mind and like, you know what, I don't longer want to represent, be part of the Democratic Party or something like that. So what do? They have to unregister themselves and re-register for the other party?
Yeah, you can change registrations to other parties.
Huh. Okay. So, but in the election, you guys can vote whoever you want, irrespective yes. of being, okay. Is that what yep. you're planning on doing?
I don't know.
Yes, it's
not that simple anymore.
Lot you have to, I guess, consider.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
Because I know even if you're registered Republican, there are some things in Republican Party you don't like. And there's some things in Democratic Party you don't like. So, like, what is it that you don't like about each party?
So for the Republican Party, I don't really agree with their, like, racism that they show, like, their, like, I was all for same-sex marriage, I'm all for same-sex, couples adopting and, you know, all that. I agree with abortions, I mean, it's her body, her choice, like, no one can force her not to. But like for the Democrats, I don't agree with their gun policies. I do believe it's anyone's right to own a gun. Cause like for Maine, we had like during hunting season, we had a lot of guns out in the woods and no one got shot. So like I don't see why the Democrats want to take away some of our guns. Like, if some people want to have an AK for target practice or a semi-automatic for, like, just to go to a gun range, I believe that they should have the right.
I mean, I totally get it, because I cannot exactly speak for the Republican side, because I'm not conservative in... There's no conservative bone in my body. I am, like, very, very, like, very... Like, if you think of, like, liberal... Okay, I think I'm more of, like, someone who you say, oh, a very progressive person. So, I am even a little bit farther in the liberal lines than some people. But in terms of... Because I have worked with... Because I am one of the... I would say coordinators, but, like, one of the volunteers for, like, March for Our Lives and all those kind of things... So the gun policy is not that they are taking your gun. Like, it's not okay, hey, every household drop it. It's more or less like it should take more time for someone to get a gun than getting a license, a driver's license. Because I don't know how it works in Maine, but in Texas, like, in 30 minutes you can get a freaking gun. And, like, your person might, one, not even know how to use it as well. Number two, the person might likely not even be mentally prepared to have a gun, in a sense. And so it's like, okay, you get the license, and now you can walk into a place and be like, oh, hey, I want that gun, and they get it. They won't be like, okay, just show me your license, and you can get, like, a freaking, you know, AK-47 or whatever you wanted to get. And so it's trying to make it harder for especially people who are younger, because... The younger you are, I mean, there are a lot of people like, oh, your brain is not, like, developed at a certain age or whatever. And yet, you give a gun to such an immature person. What do you expect them to do with it exactly? I mean, go hunting, that's fine. I mean, hunting guns are way different from the guns people, or some people buy in Texas. So, I mean, they're like, oh, yeah, I want to protect our homes, protect our families, protect whatever. But, yeah, some guns who are just like, you question, is it really for protection or you're just like into guns? Like, you just want to have such power. And we are just working on bills like prevent those like assault rifles from getting to people's hands. Like, for example, in Texas, it has happened that there was a school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. And I know that doesn't happen in Maine. because, well, Maine, you guys...
It's Maine.
It's Maine. it happened in Texas. It happened in Florida. It happened in California. All these places have one thing in common. They have very huge populations. And so how do you regulate such gun laws in bigger populations than, you know, it won't exactly apply to, like, places like Nebraska. I'm bringing Nebraska because Nebraska is Nebraska too. They should have just 3 votes. So, like, yeah. Their population is very small. Or places like Wyoming or places like that. But, like, more populated places, like places like Illinois, surely Chicago, and, like, Texas, California, Florida, those places need, like, it shouldn't be easy for people to, like, get a hands-on firearm. Especially if you're not living in, you're not using it to hunt or not using it to protect yourself. You just, some people have, like, over 10 firearms. What are you using 10 for? Like, what exactly will 10 do for you? What is the point, you know? I totally get your perspective. I can't speak, like I said, I can't speak for, maybe I need to introduce someone else who can speak for the Republican side in terms of, like, issues you're talking about, because I'm also for those, again, I cannot support the Republican Party because of those same reasons that you talked about. I'm all for, like, equality and equality in all forms, in terms of, like, race, in terms of, like, sexual orientation, in terms of, like, if you decide to adhere to a specific gender norm or decide not to, it's your choice, it's your choice, like I said. So I get that. So, but it seems, I don't know, I really don't know how, because I know Maine doesn't have, like, a lot of, or maybe it's District 1. I guess District 1 is more diverse, right? If I'm trying to,
yeah.
But still, Maine, it's people, I don't know why, but people know Maine as, like, a white state. with a lot of white people, which I'm like, I don't know how Maine is, because I don't live in Maine. But can you talk about, like, the diversity in Maine?
Not very diverse where I'm from.
So, like, people just look like you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, what did you say?
So, they're like, you said not diverse where you're from, so, like, you guys can, I don't even know, like, you saying, like, look alike, but, like, there are a lot of white people in your district or something.
Yeah, there's just a lot of white people in Maine in general.
Like, screen a lot. In your high school, too?
Yeah, in my high school. I'm in, like, central Maine, so.
That's just, around where?
Bangor, Newport.
Oh.
So that's central Maine. So it was not very diverse in my high school.
That's interesting. Okay, so now, moving away from politics, let's talk about your education system. I don't know, like, the education system in Maine. I don't know how you guys do. You recently told me something about how your classes are arranged, which is not in, like, how Texas do their classes. So can you talk about, like, the education system in Maine?
I think we're, a lot of our elementary school, middle schools, and high schools, I think, are standards-based now. That was after I graduated, so I don't really know what that is, but I know it's a different education system than what I had.
So, I know you talked about your schedule. So, how was your schedule in high school?
Like, so, every other day, we had 2 days. We had an A day and a B day. The A day had 4 classes. The B day had 4 classes. Each 90 minutes. So every other day, we would rotate between an A day and a B day. So you'd only have every class every other day.
That's interesting. So, like, okay, so Monday you have, on for your second period, you have, let's say, algebra. And so on Tuesday, you're going to have, for that second period, health.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and then Wednesday's algebra, and then the other day is health. And so you have more classes on the... Wait, you don't have class on Friday? Because if it's Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday. You do. Yeah, so like one Monday could be an A day, and then Tuesday would be a B day, Wednesday would be an A day, Thursday would be a B day, Friday would be an A day, and then the next week the Monday would be the B day. It rotated every other day.
I was about to say, like, if it was A days, then they're having more A classes than B classes. Well, like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh. So, like, every semester, how many classes are you?
You're in 8 classes a semester.
That's good. And how many minutes per class?
90.
A class?
Yep. Third period was a little longer because we had lunch, so we added like another 15 minutes. So I think that was just 105 minutes.
Wait, so how many classes do you have per day?
4.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Huh. But now you're in Orono. Wait, am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you majoring in?
Child development and family relations.
That, and then you have, I think you say you have 2 minors or something like that.
3 minors. 3 minors. Yep. Psychology, education, and classics.
That's cool. I mean, the classics is because you have... You were in the Latin Honor Society or something like that.
I was in Latin all throughout high school. I was in the... I was on the state board for JCL, the Junior Classical League. So a lot of the high schools would compete in academics. We'd do this thing called Kertamen. And, you know, we'd have spirit, we'd have themes, just like big conventions.
That's, I don't think I could study Latin for anything. Like, I get that Latin is like the roots language for other Romantic languages, like French and...
I took 6 years of Latin. 4 in high school, 1 being AP, and then 2 years in college.
That's a lot of Latin.
Yep.
So are you like fluent in Latin?
I can speak some sentences.
So what are you going to use Latin for? I mean, what place?
I just like it.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, what place would you go to that they speak Latin?
The Vatican.
Are you planning on being a priest?
No, but I want to go visit.
Okay. But like, I mean, yeah. But like, you won't just walk up to a Vatican resident and be like, hey. Blah, blah, blah.
No, I'd be able to know what they were saying, though.
Okay.
Like, nice. During Mass and stuff.
That's good. Oh, in your church, your Mass is spoken in Latin-ish?
No.
Oh, only
English. Not in Latin. But over in Vatican, I think they're all in Latin.
Huh. That must be interesting.
Yep.
Especially if you're like going to visit the Vatican just for the Mass and you learn Latin and all of a sudden the Pope is reading in Latin and you're just like, I think I'm supposed to kneel down now or something. But like, yeah. No. What else again? Yeah, so
it's,
like,
it's
oh yeah. So how is like, I know, what extracurricular activity do you do in your school?
Oh God. Oops, sorry, dropped the phone. I'm in a fraternity. I'm on the Interfraternity Council. And I do something called Black Bear Mentoring. That's about it. Yeah, it takes up a lot of time.
What fraternity are you in?
Alpha Sigma Phi.
And what type of fraternity is that?
It's a social fraternity, mm-hmm. But we're classified as a gentleman's fraternity.
Gentlemen?
Yes, we're all about to better the man.
Oh. I never knew there were fraternities like that. So what kind of events do your fraternity like take part in or do or sponsor?
So we do philanthropy events, service events, you know, brotherhood events. We do you know, we like help out the community. We do stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And then in the Interfraternity Council, Council. do you guys like are the ones that make the rules for the fraternity and can say, oh yes, your fraternity is banned for hazing or something like that?
Nope, we don't deal with that. We're just there to like kind of be the bridge between campus and fraternities. It's kind of like a student government. We like help them. Like if they need money, we can request money from the student government. The Interfraternity Council works along with our fraternity sorority advisor, the head of Greek life. So like we're just kind of like a bridge.
You guys have like a house, like a fraternity house?
We do. We have a whole college ave. So we have 10 houses, 9 or 10 houses on College Ave, which are all owned by fraternities.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's kind of similar to, like, my school, which has, like, there's this place called the townhouse area. I don't know. But all the townhouses are owned by fraternities and sororities, so.
In Maine, sororities can't have houses.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure we still have a law in place about a brothel, like more than a certain amount of women in a house is a brothel. I don't know.
That's a really weird law.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was taken down a few years ago, like just because it was outdated, but like.
So fraternities can have houses, while like sororities cannot have houses?
Yeah, at Maine, no sorority women have houses anymore.
So what do they, where do they live? They just live in different campuses and convene in a hall?
They have, so they have like in the dorms there's a room in the basement and sororities have their rooms in there, so like in all the dorms there's a room for a sorority, so that's where they do meetings, that's where they, you know, keep all their supplies, and they're the only ones with access to it.
Oh, wait, your houses have basements?
Yeah.
Oh, That hardly happens in Texas.
Which is so strange because you guys have tornadoes. And you're supposed to go into a basement if there's a tornado.
Well, there are tornadoes. We just go under the table. Something. I mean, it's not that frequent because we've never... I mean, it's only one time in school I've had like a tornado watch thing happen. So they turned off all the lights, took us to this room without a window, because there's some classrooms that don't have windows, and kept us there locked, stay under the table kind of scenario, and that was it. Like there was no like, oh, let's go to the basement. My school didn't have a freaking basement.
Like houses in Maine have basements, and the dorms have basements, and some of the buildings have basements, but like it's just a common thing.
Not here. I don't think, like, states in the South, like, even, like, I don't think in Florida they have basements, too. Like, it's rare to see, like, basements in Florida or Texas. I think most of the South don't have that, because you also have to consider, like, flooding.
Yeah.
Because it floods a lot in, like, Florida and in Texas. There are a lot of, like, hurricanes that happen. So if you have a basement, your basement is likely to get flooded. Yeah. With that, so I think that's what you have to take into consideration. So like my school has what they call the underground, which is all like fascinating and all those kind of things, but then when the, and we also have like a student center in the underground, But when it floods, like, that's like the first place that always floods first. So it's not as amazing as it seems.
Yeah.
But so what do you like about Maine and what don't you like about Maine?
So I like that we get all four seasons. We get, you know, fall, then winter, then spring, then summer, and it's wonderful. I like snow. I don't like it when it's really, really hot, though.
Like right now?
No, it's not bad today, but like the other day it was like 105, and it's humid. So it's heavy, heavy air.
Well, Texas is always humid.
Yeah.
Humid is like our middle name. Like, you know, in California, it's like hot and dry.
Yeah.
Texas is hot and humid, so it's always like hot air being blown on your face.
Yeah.
Constantly. So what don't you like? Also, it's like the weather you don't like about me.
What don't I like? The mosquitoes. Huh.
I don't think that's right in Texas.
Yeah, I don't like mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't think I'd survive in Texas.
No. What else do I like about Maine? Oops. I just don't like it when it's hot, and I don't like it when it, we can get really bad snowstorms. I think it was the year of 98, there was an ice storm.
1998?
Yeah, where, like, some people lost power for a week.
Okay. That was, like, a really long time ago, though.
No, I know, but, like, it's just that's how crazy winters can get here.
Oh, okay.
Like, we get blizzards all the time, we get nor'easters, like...
Oh. So I imagine, like, people, like, when they come out of their houses, they, like, are stepping into, like, a huge pile of snow, and they're going through the wind, like, you know, that scene that you, like, see the person really, like, struggling to
some days, during snowstorms, yes.
Ooh. But I like the snow anyway. I prefer the snow to the heat, so.
I do prefer snow to heat, just not snowstorms. Because then the roads get bad.
So, if you were to convince, like, people in Texas to go and live in Maine, what would you say to them?
You know, it's Maine. It's the way life should be. It's, you know, there's outdoors. You get to see wild animals.
Like what?
Yeah, like deer. Some people can
deer in Texas.
Okay, squirrels.
We have squirrels. What?
We don't. No. I know. I'm just saying. Like, there's woods everywhere. Like, we have mountains. We have fresh lobster. Like, it's great. We get four seasons. It's Maine. It's the way life should be. It's simple. It's easy.
Okay. I mean, that was kind of convincing to a point. Like, the other thing you said, I was like, I think Texas has that too. I'm pretty sure we have woods somewhere. I mean, we don't have mountains, but we have woods, like,
yeah,
in the right places.
We have woods everywhere in Maine.
So you open your backyard and you're like, hello, woods!
At my old apartment, there is woods. Like, in my backyard. My new apartment, I'm in downtown Orno, so there's not a lot of woods. But, like, my house is just, like, miles of woods behind it.
Oh. So I'm imagining that, like, I don't know. Like, when I think of woods, I always think of, like, murder. But, like, Maine doesn't have high murder rates.
No. We were voted one of the safest states in New England. I think we were the top one.
In New England?
Yeah.
That includes Vermont?
Yes. It's like the New England area. Oh. So like the Northeast.
Huh.
We were one of the safest places.
That's interesting. Don't imagine, like, New England has, like, a lot of crime rates generally, because it's, oh no, you have to count Massachusetts, and I feel like Massachusetts have, like, their own
Yeah, they're their own people.
So crime. Well, like, Connecticut seems like a very quiet place.
Some parts.
I mean, the only reason I want to go to Connecticut is because of Madagascar. I think they ended up in Connecticut. Or was it New York? I don't know.
I think they were in New York.
Yes, it's Grand Central Station. Okay, you know what? Scratch that. I don't want to go to Connecticut anymore. No. I want to go because it has Yale, right? I want to see what is so special about Yale. So I want to visit Yale just for the whole aspect of visiting. Maine seems like a very chill place. Do you guys have beaches or like?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking because I wonder how the beaches are when like it's cold.
Nobody goes on them.
So it's like closed, or it's just like no one is like.
No, nobody's just there.
Okay. You know what? I should probably go to the beach in the winter.
Yeah. Very cold.
The water would be cold too.
Yeah, the water would probably be like ice in some places.
Oof. Okay, so, Maine's very close to Canada, so have you, like, been to Canada? Or have you seen Canadians come to Maine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Canadians come to Maine. Maine people go to the university for, like, fall break. Some people will just go to Canada for, like, a weekend.
Oh, that's cool. Here, people go to Mexico. So, you get it, like, border states. But, yes, people go to Mexico because things are cheaper there. And they get... you drink at 18 in Mexico, so people just go there to...
Party. You can drink at 18 in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, some provinces. Because some provinces is 19. But it's kind of, like, same different. But like, I don't know why it's 21 here, but, like, hey. Most of the countries I know is always 18, but... Anyway, so yes, that's it. How does your flag look like? Because I've never really seen a Maine flag.
How do I describe it? It's navy blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's got... I haven't seen one in forever. Holy crap.
Okay, I've seen it.
Okay, good, you're looking it up.
Navy blue with two men standing in, like, at the side of a sigil thing happening with an elk or a deer in the middle.
I think it's a deer.
And then a tree.
Yep.
To show, yes, Maine is a wooded area. Then they're standing on Maine. One is holding, I don't know, is it a knife or a gun? And the other one is... No, it's like a sickle. And the other one is holding an anchor. And it says, Dirigo? What does that mean?
Mirago. I lead.
Oh. Oh.
It's our state motto.
I wonder what the state motto for Texas is, because what is Texas state motto? Oh, friendship.
Oh.
That's really it, friendship.
Okay.
I never knew that. I learned something today about my own state. But the Texas flag is the Lone Star flag. There's a reason why it's called the Lone Star State. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to draw. Draw a line here and draw a line there, and they put the star here, and they just put white and blue, or no, red, blah, red and blue. Wait, am I seeing well? How can I not remember the Texas flag? Oh, okay, I wanted to ask a question. Oh, yes, white and blue, white and red and blue on this side. Do you guys have a pledge, a main pledge of allegiance?
I always just said the one to the United States.
There was no main pledge of allegiance? I mean, in my high school, it was like, oh, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And then we said, Wait, wait, let me search it. Okay, yes, and then we said, honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Let me look about Maine's.
Let me see, how many states?
Yeah, Maine doesn't have one.
Yeah, there are only 17 states that have a Pledge of Allegiance to the
Texas Honor flag. The Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, and the indivisible.
Well, there are only 17 states in the United States that have a state flag pledge thing happening. And they're mostly in the South. So I guess it also has to do with the fact that knowing that a lot of them were trying to leave the Union at one point, I guess that's where they made the pledge.
Maybe.
And Nebraska. Because Nebraska is Nebraska. That's the only other state.
Again, it's Nebraska.
I need to go to Nebraska. Find someone from Nebraska and like just talk about Nebraska.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has been exciting talking about Maine with you.
Yes.
It's been a great day. To my listeners, if you do want to visit Maine, you should probably visit Maine if you can. Maine has nice lobsters and nice people. I mean, I know it's Minnesota nice, but you should think of Maine nice too. And well, if you like the snow, you should probably go to Maine during the winter and go to their beaches, just for that sake of going to a beach place. And if you like wooded areas, Maine is a place for you. If you're more or less like a street person, city person, Maine is also for you because you have downtown areas, I'm sure. What else again? If you like the ranking system of voting, you should probably become a Maine resident and vote in that way or something. What else again? Yes, so this is the end of the podcast. Do you have anything to say?
No, I mean, it was great being on here. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day, everyone. Can you say bye to our audience?
Bye.
Bye.